all hands on deck coming together for this production of Alice in Wonderland Jr. And speaking of the deck, which in this case would be a stage, we'll say that, and this will be on the Forrest Roberts Theater stage. Have you all had an opportunity to work on that stage?
We've had rehearsals actually at the Marquette Hope Connection Center. We rehearse at the Connection Center for the last 2 months we've been there, and so we did just transition to the Forrest Roberts Theater this past Monday. So that is a super big transition, and getting on that stage for the first time is an amazing experience and also terrifying, because all of a sudden you're going from this room where you were like in these four brick walls to this space that echoes differently.
Right.
You're not only sound different in it, but like your space is completely like thrown off. You're like, what way's up now? Where's front again?
I was used
again?
To this for a while, and now it's boom, this huge area.
Exactly. It's an awesome experience though, because you're getting on this huge stage and all your work from this tiny classroom now is getting pushed out into this big scale production, and you're working with way different elements. You've got set, you've got the lights, you've got drapery now that you get to hide behind, like, thank goodness. sometimes it's hard to know, like, what does offstage actually mean when you're in this classroom for so long. And so that, like, the transfer to on stage is definitely, like, a huge jump. But the kids have just ran with it. Like, they are like, oh, this totally makes sense. So this platform is where we were standing in the room, and now we get to climb it. And, oh, my gosh, how do we stand on it? Oh, can we lean on it this way? And that's one thing, working with the kids and Alice, is it's been so cool to see their ideas come out. Like, they always have more. They always have more. They're like, oh, man, so we get to go on this platform, but there's, like, a ladder here, so can we, like, do this lean on this ladder? And then can I sit on the edge here? And, like, they're forming these new levels and just coming up with new characterization that when you're in the classroom, they don't always get to. Like, they're, like, they can come up with new ideas, new movements, and some reactions. But when they get on their stage, just this whole new personality comes out. And it's like, oh, we get to try all these new things. Right. So that's super exciting to see, too. One thing with our Alice that's been a little different, that people probably haven't seen before in an Alice in Wonderland, is there's three different versions of Alice, which is like the movie. There, she shrinks, she grows, like that's how it works. And and in life, you like, and in movies, we use animation. And you can do that, but on stage, you don't get to just magically shrink your real performer.
Right.
So there are three different versions of Alice in ours. There's a small Alice, a medium Alice, and a large Alice, so tall Alice is what they call her.
Okay.
And it is the three different versions of Alice. Like, when she shrinks, she really shrinks, and she comes out as a whole nother version of herself. So that's really interesting to see. And it's been really fun to work with the Alices, because they have to be similar. Like, you need to act like your other Alice partners, because otherwise, are you really Alice? And so we've definitely played up the dream world version for this show. Alice starts in the real world, and we get her into Wonderland. Like, we pull her in. It's all from Alice's head, and that's been really fun to work with, too, just imagination and seeing how Alice should see her world, and then what her world ends up actually being when she gets sucked into Wonderland. Like, it's nothing like she imagined. It's not the fantasy beautifulness that she thought it would be, and the whole time she's fighting to find who she is. And she shrinks, and she tries to change herself to fit in with all these groups that she finds throughout Wonderland, and it never really works out for her. And in the end, she decides that being herself is the best option, which is so true to life, I think, that, like, you can change yourself for other people and try to fit in, but really, when it comes down to it, like, being yourself is always the best option.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Alice in Wonderland is really about.
Yeah, that's the nutshell, and that's the great message that can be passed on to the audience and can be passed on to the members of the production as well. I mean, whether they feel more comfortable on stage or not, or a combination of the two, it's, again, all about being yourself. And that's, yeah, that's probably the best takeaway that one could get from, again, the production of Alice in Wonderland Jr. That'll be happening this month in Marquette at the Forrest Roberts Theater and Dance. How many performances are there, and how could they get tickets for this?
So there are four performances of our production. It opens on Thursday, November 15th, and runs through Sunday, November 18th. And the productions go Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m., and then Sunday at 1 o'clock. And our matinee right now is selling really fast, so if you want to get the 1 o'clock tickets, you should get them soon. And We also suggest to buy ahead of time because tickets are $2 more at the door. Mm-hmm. So please try to get your tickets in advance. It also just helps the production start more on time. And so
Right. We
like to see our audiences in their seats so we can get that show started at the 7 o'clock go. So
absolutely. Yeah. And again, this is the Superior Arts Youth Theater and their production of Alice in Wonderland Jr. Again, starting Thursday, November 15th at the Forrest Roberts Theater and Dance. You can find out more information online at their website, saytheater.org. And I also have the information for the Facebook event, so you can type that in on Facebook and be interested and say you're going to that event, things like that as well. So again, I'm speaking with director Jelena McLean this morning for the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.